So just please take this, put it on your head, and say your name slowly and clearly. It should be somewhere there. Okay. Let's take a look at computer. And is it? Wait a second. Here we go. Okay. And you can start. But number one, say your name. Okay. Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is David Grochol.
Okay.
I will speak about hash function. My presentation has two parts. In first part, I will speak about theory hash function, and second part I will speak about using hash function, and I detailed describe two cryptographic hash function. What is hash function? Hash function is a computationally efficient function mapping input string of arbitrary length to output string of some fixed length. On the picture we can see input is computationally efficient output of hash function, and inverse function to hash function is computationally not possible. The output of hash function called hash value, hash code, hash sum, checksum, or simply hash. For example, this is very simple hash function. It's modulus. Hash function formal. Hash function is mathematical function h such that mapping binary string of arbitrary length to binary string on some fixed length. Collision in hash function is state where hash value of input A and input B is equal, and this input is different. Collision is in hash function exist always because number of input is bigger than number of outputs. Cryptographic hash function need more requirements for security. For example, collision resistance, small difference in input data to cause a large difference of output data. Now I detail these requirements. Give a function h mapping set x to set y. First requirement is practical efficient. It's computationally efficient find hash value for all inputs. Second is pre-image resistance. This one way is computationally infeasible to find originally input from hash value. Third requirement is second pre-image resistance. In this we have some input, and it's computationally infeasible to find a different input where their hash value is equal. Four requirements is collision resistance or strong collision resistance. It's computationally infeasible to find two different values such that their hash value is equal. Hash function have more requirements. These two other requirements. Hash function requires a small difference in input to cause a large difference in output, and for all inputs hash function producing hash value with random character. For example, in input string in this difference only one letter, and hash value is very different. On these requirements we can define two types of hash function. First is one-way hash function. This need requirements practical efficient, first pre-image resistance, second pre-image resistance, and random character. Second is collision resistance hash function. This need requirement practical efficient and collision resistance and random character. From definition requirements is every collision resistance is also one-way hash function.
Why?
Because requirements four is stronger than requirements three. In requirements four, we find two sum value, and in three we have one fixed input and find second. Okay, perfect hash function is a special instance of hash function. In perfect hash function we need know all items in input set, and this input set is must be relative small. If we have this input, we can use a perfect hash function. This hash function map input set to output set with no collision. From this, size of input set is smaller than size of output set. In mathematical terms, it's a total injective function. On picture, we can see example for this. Minimal perfect hash function is a special instance of perfect hash function where size of input set and size of output set is equal, in mathematical term is reaction. We can use two or more hash function for other way hashing. These two example using two or more hash function for for better hashing. First is partitioned hashing. In this we split input message to two or more submessage. For each submessage
input message. My question is, what is message in terms of mathematics?
Message is input string.
Oh.
Okay, input string we split is two or more substring. For each this substring we compute hash value with some hash function, and result is output hash is concatenate this hash value. Second is Kukla hashing. This is used in hash table. Kukla hashing uses two or more different hash function. This provides two possible location in hash table for each value. On this example, arrows show alternative position for each item. If you want insert a new item to table, we compute two hash, and if one position is free, we store the input on this position. Or if both position is full, one from this item from one position rehash by rehash to your alternative position, and item insert to free position. This procedure continue until find unused position or the procedure enter to infinite loop. In this case, we must rehash all table with different hash function. Quality of hash function. Hash function evaluation this two metric. First is distribution of output. Good hash function should map nearly uniform distribution. Second metric is time complexity. We want to have a hash function with minimum time complexity. Now, in second part of my presentation, I will present using hash function. Hash function have many much use as hash table, comparison file, password identification, and all in cryptography. Now I describe hash table. Hash table is data structure using implementation an associative array structure that can map keys to value. In this example, we can see maps name to phone number. We compute hash from name, and this value is key to hash table. Hash tables have many use. For example, cache, hard drive in file system, or its data structure in programming language. In hash table is problem with collision. Exist a few approach for resolve this collision. First is separate chaining. This is each entry in hash table contains pointer to list of value, and when we find the value, we must search in this list. Second is open addressing. This method hash collision resolve by probing and sharing through alternative location in the array until unused array slot slot found. This searching is for this searching is used any function. This function may be linear, quadratic, or something else. Or next approach is Kuko hashing, or if we know all input set, we can use perfect hashing. In cryptography, we're using different hash function with requirements. Now I describe two cryptographic hash function and algorithm use. First is MD5. It is old algorithm. This hash function producing output of land 128 bits, typically represented as a hexadecimal number. Family of MD algorithms contains five algorithms. Most frequently used is MD5. MD5 was cryptography broken and still used in some application. MD5 work with 520 bit block. And time complexity is linear. Now, algorithm. MD5 algorithm would work in five steps. First two steps, prepare the input string for this algorithm. This prepared string must be divided by 512. third step, we initialize MD buffers. Initial vector is defined in MD5 standard. In next step, we compute the hash value per message block, and this message block we split to 16 word. Each word is processed in four rounds. Each round using different function, and in the end we stored output.
What is that during the? What about that plus you got logical and or?
Yeah, sorry. This and or and XOR. This picture in up is one round. Volume mi is one word, and ki is k volume defined in MD5. One word is processing with four round, and after this four round is produce intermediate hash where this is input of next word. SHA2 algorithms, this name of free algorithm, name of number of end of this algorithm is length, bit length output. SHA algorithms are based on MD5 and works very similarly, but use different function and cycle. From cryptographic view is SHA2 security is this is many use in SSL, SSH, IPsec, or some cryptocurrencies as Bitcoin use this. Time complexity, this algorithm is linear. Now, this algorithm only for one block. Inside the buffer with similarly as MD5, in first step initializer with constant in standard, and in next step we it's initialized with intermediate hash volume. SIH to using more using more function for computing. This describe light, and this is computing intermediate hash where we addition buffer volume and previous intermediate hash we compute new intermediate hash. On this picture we can see how SIH 256 algorithms computing hash volume. This is one round. Message from this is prepared similarly as MD5. Exists a large number of hash function for non-cryptographic use and for cryptographic use. This is new SIH to SIH free standard. This new algorithm isn't based on SIH2, it's a completely new algorithm. And thank you for your attention. Message, we rotate a word. This prepare message is this volume some buffer is rotate. Yeah.
Okay. Also, it wasn't easy during the talk. It wasn't easy to follow your algorithms. So maybe if you include some examples. You didn't have a single example during your talk, did you? You didn't have any examples which would illustrate your algorithms, did you? If you have any during your talk, you've got 26 pictures. And I didn't see any example, because it would be nice. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy to follow those algorithms.
Yeah.
So if you have some simple, trivial example, you would have to grasp that stuff. Yeah. No, it's not a question, it's a comment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, that's anybody?
Nobody has questions. Then the next speaker is Mr. Robert Anderberg.